Welcome to Daily Drive. I'm Steve Schmidt with Automotive News. It's Thursday, October 22nd. The relationship racing has with automotive manufacturers, suppliers, and dealers is a symbiotic one. For decades, OEMs and suppliers have looked to racing to introduce, test, and perfect performance and safety technologies that often become standard features in vehicles available to end consumers. And for dealers, well, as they say, if it wins on Sunday, it sells on Monday. Local racetracks, both large and small, are an important part of the relationship between race fans, car enthusiasts, automakers, suppliers, and dealers. And according to Curtis Francois, owner and CEO of Worldwide Technology Raceway, which sits in the shadow of the St. Louis Gateway Arch in Madison, Illinois, the role of racetracks in the local community and attracting young people to consider jobs in automotive has never been more important, particularly in the wake of COVID-19 and companies throughout the automotive industry waging a war for talent. Francois believes racetracks create a destination in local communities where young kids' fascinations with cars can be nurtured and create more exposure to the diverse career opportunities in racing and the broader automotive industry. The team at Worldwide Technology Raceway works with local schools to provide internships in a number of areas. The raceway has also recently been recognized by NASCAR for its diversity efforts, receiving the 2020 Track Award for a partnership with the Jackie Joyner Kersee Foundation, designed to bring racing to kids via STEM educational programs. Beyond talent, Francois and his team are working hard to expand what is already a lot of activity at the raceway. He describes working with automotive OEMs to serve as a testbed and also looks forward to expanding the NASCAR, Indy, and NHRA events already scheduled for 2021. It's all in an effort to, as Francois says, build the automotive enthusiast. How are racetracks like Worldwide Technology Raceway helping OEMs, suppliers, and dealers tackle the business imperatives of the automotive industry, including the talent shortage? We've reached Raceway owner and CEO Curtis Francois at the track in Madison, Illinois. Curtis, thanks for joining me today on Daily Drive. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well, Steve. Great to be with you today.
Thank you. So why don't we start with what's going on in the world right now? How's business? What's been the impact of COVID on the Raceway? And how have you and your team adjusted to that?
Well, you know, it's been a, to say the least, a challenging year for anybody that's in the outdoor entertainment business, the racing business, the sports business. But, you know, I think we've figured out how to adapt. We've been doing that for years. And, you know, there's been some real positives coming out of what has been the toughest year that we've had since I've owned the racetrack since almost 10 years ago. So what we're really seeing is just a great resurgence of the local and grassroots racing. People are working on their cars. They're coming out to the racetrack and having fun with them. Because they're not doing other things. They're not going to the movies. They're not doing some of the other things that they can do. But we are racing, and it's been great to see how the industry has just come together. I think we're gonna see that we've made decisions that really have made us stronger in the long run. We've had to innovate. We've had to introduce new protocols and restructure events to make us, you know, just more viable in this challenging time. It certainly has taught us to be nimble, and we're. I would say that as tough as the year has been, there's certainly been learnings that will survive this pandemic.
So you touched on the industry a moment ago. Can you talk a little bit about how organizations like the racetrack are important to automakers and to suppliers and dealers, those in the business of building, selling, and servicing cars? How are organizations like the racetrack really influential to those pieces of those parts of the automotive industry?
Well, I think, you know, I would say two major things. One, you have the way that we interact with dealership customers. You know, we're ground zero for building new fans. And, you know, it's really important that the guy that is proud of his car has a place to, a sports car has a place to take it out and to see what it'll do. And that really cascades into him then talking about and being proud of his car and let's say a little bit of bragging about his car. All those things build that camaraderie amongst car owners and enthusiasts. And I think no doubt that brings that just brings energy to the automotive business. I think secondarily, you know, it's really great to see the dealerships that come out and interact with the racetrack. We have multiple dealership partners that come out and hold events, hold ride and drives. And again, that gives them a unique opportunity to interact with their customer in a fun place and also on a racetrack that they can test drive their car in a way that they can't necessarily do that on the street. So we really enjoy our partnerships with the different dealers that we deal with in our region, and we feel like that we're a great asset for them.
How about from a talent perspective, right? Many automakers are struggling. You know, the war for talent is real in this industry, not only in terms of working on traditional technologies within vehicles, internal combustion engines, et cetera, but as we evolve into electrified and connected, autonomous and batteries and all software and all of these new types of technologies, are you having an impact or an influence on the talent side, or how does, you know, the racetrack can help contribute to young individuals who are considering careers and say, yeah, hey, I want to go work in the automotive industry?
Well, I think, you know, no doubt we have different initiatives that we are working on. One of those where we get to really have some interaction with the younger kids is we work with a couple of local school districts here and partner with them for internships so that the kids are able to come out and really kind of sample what we do here. And it's all things automobile. So we kind of plant that seed early on as all of the different types of things you can do within the auto racing world that then ties back into automobiles. Certainly there's been a really unique opportunity for us as well is to work with some of the high schools on STEM programs. And so we came up with a STEM program that basically allowed kids to register and become a part of our, we call it the Pit Crew Experience. And we taught them how to build a go-kart. We had 12 different teams that did that. They completed a go-kart and then went on to race that the weekend of our IndyCar race. And so we're very active in that space to bring motorsports, automobiles to the forefront with kids in the high schools around here. And we're proud of our efforts so far, but we're just getting started. Certainly COVID has slowed down our progress in that, but we have big plans for 2021 to continue with that and expand it.
That also delves a little bit into diversity. Week of October 8, NASCAR recognized the racetrack for some diversity initiatives. Can you talk a little bit, share a little bit about that background, share that news with our listeners?
We received the track award during the annual NASCAR Drive for Diversity Awards ceremony. So we were just thrilled and humbled by that. You know, as a part of what we do and where we're located here in the Metro East, there's an opportunity for us to really kind of be the shining light on the hill for so many folks here. And one of the things that we were able to do early on was to work with the Jackie Joyner Kersee Center and her kids. And so our commitment to diversity and inclusion is not new. Really, for the last 9 years, I've worked with local schools and just helping to make meaningful introductions to motorsports, to identify the many career paths, and ultimately to provide jobs in auto racing. So, you know, we've worked very closely with Jackie and her center to bring racing really to the kids via STEM educational programs I mentioned before, but also through our karting complex and related programs, which are designed to provide hands-on experience and the ability to compete at the grassroots level with some of the scholarship programs that that we offer to kind of reduce the barriers to entry to that. So it really is something that I'm proud for my staff that we were able to be recognized in that way, and we're going to continue to work to really just bring more and more folks into the racing world and have them understand that there is more to racing than just just driving the car. There are the mechanics, there are the marketing people, there are the crew people, you name it. There's a diverse group of people that work within the teams and within racing that can give a kid coming out of high school a broader view of what all there is to offer, and we're right down the street. So hopefully, you know, the Lord willing, here we will be able to continue that next year. And we've had to take a little break from COVID, but we're just chomping at the bit to get back after that. It's been really gaining some momentum as we lean into that program.
Well, I also think, I mean, those are so terrific news, and congratulations on all you're doing in the community. But, you know, it is this notion of being able to provide this experience to young folks to understand exactly what you talked about, the diverse career opportunities that are available on Automotive. Be you, you know, interested in what's going on under the hood, or what you are interested in marketing, sales, and service. Tell me, what's been the interest? You know, when you look at the St. Louis community, when you look at the Metro East in terms of a hub, if you will, for attracting talent, for building talent, the automotive industry as, you know, as part of the fabric of the St. Louis community. You think it's a strong connection between this area and in the business of moving people, and I would even say goods in some respects when you look at the Boeings and the Enterprises and the other companies that are in this area?
Well, you know, we're such a diverse track. I mean, if you think about it, we have over 600 acres here, and, you know, we really can easily adapt to so many different things. And so whether you're a major manufacturer or, you know, a small club that is coming out to interact in some way, we do so many different things at the racetrack that allows us to showcase auto racing, the facility. But also, you know, besides that, we're doing a lot of we do a lot of testing with the manufacturers who come to showcase their cars. You know, I like to say that we build the automobile enthusiast here. So there's so many different things that you can do, work and play here at the racetrack. It's just unique and a great opportunity. And we feel like that, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to partner with our community and help it grow.
So we mentioned a little bit of NASCAR. You talked about Indy. Can you share with us some of the exciting series that are, you know, making their way to the racetrack?
Yeah, so we've had a great run over the last several years. You know, we've our premier event that we host is we have three major national series that come. We have IndyCar, and we have the NHRA drag racing, and then the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. All of which have been really well received. We're always kind of at the top of the tier of fans that are showing up. Tremendous industry around those events. Just tremendous enthusiasm around those events in the industry. That is really it's tough sometimes, and so we've been very fortunate to showcase this racetrack. Our location in the Midwest is one where there is a lot of activity on the motorsports front. Not to mention, we have over 330 event days per year. That is a huge schedule. We have our majors that I just mentioned, but there is something going on practically every day at the racetrack, whether it's our karting complex, lots of drag racing, lots of car clubs coming to use the road course. We have the Dirtplex where you can dirt race, you know, off-road vehicles. So there's just all kinds of things going on here, and really has grown into, I think, just a great hub of activity here in the Midwest.
So what's next? When you look ahead, you know, next 3 years, 5 years, and what you all have planned for the raceway, what's next? You know, what's exciting you the most as you look ahead?
Well, you know, Steve, it's interesting when you say what's next, because some of it we just don't know yet in this world that we're living in. But I can tell you it's been so exciting, the different things that are coming our way. You know, so I would look at it and very optimistic. The future is bright. This facility has proven to be able to last through a serious challenge, and actually we survived and we thrived. As I mentioned earlier, our grassroots programs are bigger than they've ever been. We've really had a great year. Once we were able to reopen in July, it's just been very, very busy. So that is a big part of where we go, continuing to make sure that we remember the grassroots fan and we build events that are appealing to them. And as we look over the schedule going forward in 2021, it's already built out to be very busy. And we just continue to position the racetrack to be attractive to all the sanctioning bodies should they want to expand. We're here and ready, and I think we do a great job representing the Midwest fan base that is here. So, again, I think the future is bright for Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Curtis, thank you for spending a few minutes with me on Daily Drive. Terrific story. Congratulations on all of your success at the raceway, and look forward to watching and what's ahead, and even sitting in the stands and watching some of the activities there in the new future. Thanks again for joining me.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be with you.
That's Daily Drive for Thursday, October 22nd. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And to catch up on more than 150 episodes of Daily Drive, go to autonews.com/Daily Drive. As always, thanks for listening.